The last 2 weeks we've been hearing the same passage of Scripture read and proclaimed, 2 Corinthians 9, verses 6 through 15. As part of our focus looking in on giving, the nature of giving, the compulsion to give, the calling to give, the grace in giving, and the grace in receiving, and all the various elements that are a part of it. And I focused in on the past two Sundays, two important points. The first Sunday, two Sundays ago, we focused in on how we are called to be hilarious givers, givers cheerfully of the things that we have received, cheerful givers, not out of compulsion or because we have to do it, but because we get to do it. We give out of rejoicing, out of the grace that we have received, giving thanks and praise to God for all the blessings that we have received. The second week, last week, we looked at how if we are hilarious givers, then our giving is in balance and our living is in balance, and that you have to be a giver in order to be a lover, and if you are a lover, you are a giver. So if you love God and if you love your neighbor, then you are also a giver of your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness, a giver of the love of God that you have received, a giver of the love of God that we are called to give to others, to share with others, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, that God is with us, that God is not far from us, that God is ever present right here in our midst. This good news, this message of the gospel that we are called to share the love of God with all is central and core to our faith. So we are hilarious givers, givers cheerfully of the abundance that we have received, and we will be blessed when we do this. If we do this, if we live our lives in balance, in righteousness, which is balance with God, we do so if we are givers. And if we're not givers, our lives are out of balance. But when we are givers, our lives are in balance. And that means giving of all of ourselves, not just money, but our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. And today we come to the third major point in the passage. And that can be seen here at verse 11. You will be enriched in every way for your generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. Now keep in mind, Paul was preaching and teaching. He was traveling amongst the Christians that he had created in the churches that he had founded there in Achaia and in Greece and in Macedonia and over in Asia Minor, in the entire Aegean Sea basin region. He'd been preaching and teaching for years. He had founded churches there. And then he was taking up an offering for the churches back in Judea, for the Jewish Christian churches that were running out of money. They had given up all of their possessions and their work, and they were living together communally. They did that in 33 and 34 AD. And here it is now in the early 50s, and they are running out of resources. They're running out of money. And then to add insult to injury, it is now a time of great famine in the land, and they are hurting. The church in Judea is hurting tremendously. And so they have asked Paul to take up an offering amongst the Gentile Christians in the West. And that is exactly what he's doing here in Corinth. And he's writing to them, telling them, please take up this offering. You will be a blessing. You give cheerfully. When you give, your life is in balance. And when you give, it produces a great thanksgiving in us to God, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us. Now, that choice of the word thanksgiving is no secret. It is a liturgical and a ritual term in Judaism, and the same is true in Christianity and unto today. The most important use of that word in everyday Christian practice has to do with the sacrament of Holy Communion. We call it the Lord's Supper, the Lord's Table, Holy Communion, and the Eucharist. The Greek word for thanksgiving is Eucharist, and that's the word that is used here. And there's a reason why we use that term for communion. Because in Holy Communion, in the Lord's Supper, we give thanks to God for the grace that we have received, and we receive the beautiful grace that we need to live our lives as Christians, to grow in faith, to grow in grace. We receive the wonderful real presence of Jesus. So we receive in communion, and then we return thanks to God, which is the literal meaning of Eucharistia, to return thanks to God for the gifts of grace that we have received. And that's exactly what's going on here when Paul is writing to the Corinthians and saying, when you give, when you have given cheerfully with your lives in balance, we give thanks to God. We make a thanks offering to God. We are thankful to God. We return thanks to God. Just as we do when we receive communion, we return thanks to God for the grace that we have received. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God, Eucharistia to God through us. For the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, that's the agios, the set-apart ones, those who are Christians back in Judea, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. But also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. That phrasing right there is critical. The word overflows here with many thanksgivings is an illustration. You can think of a river that is coming up, it's cresting, the rains are falling hard, and the river is rising up very, very fast, and you can see it rise up the banks as it rises high, and it overflows the banks with the wonderful flow of water as a river floods. That's the image here. God's grace overflowing in our lives, overflowing with God's wonderful thanksgiving grace. That's exactly what happens when we give cheerfully, hilariously, with joy and celebration, when we give as an expression of the balance of God's righteousness within us, because we are lovers, we are also givers. And so we live in this dynamic relationship of love to God and love to neighbor, and we are therefore in a balanced relationship as givers and lovers. At the same time, then, when we do this, give hilariously, live in balanced love, then the result is an overflowing, an overabundance of Eucharist, of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving to God and thanksgiving from God to us, to others. This beautiful gift of God's grace, this overflowing of the banks of God's grace is the image here. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience. Thus far, it's been fun. And now it hits the O word. Obedience. Obey. Huh? To what? Your obedience to the confession of the gospel, that's good news of Christ. So in other words, if we are true and honest in following our confession of the gospel, the good news of Christ, and what is that confession? That God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, and that through Jesus we are called to love others. This message of being in balanced love and giver, to have our lives in balance. To have our lives balanced by the grace of God. Not by our works, but by our response, our faithful response to God's grace. This is this confession. Confession to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others. So it's not just a matter of making this confession. It's also a matter of living this confession, of being active with our faith by giving. While they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God that he has given you. The surpassing grace. While they long for you and pray for you, we indeed glorify God. Okay, that word glorify. The Greek word is doxa. We use it in many different things in our worship services. Today, after the offering, we will sing a hymn. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We call it the doxology, because every time that word praise is used in the Greek, it was the word doxa. It means to give thanks and praise to God, to lift up praise and thanksgiving to God. That's what's being spoken of here. We We have a ministry in which we glorify or give praise to God by our obedience in sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ and sharing with others from what we have received, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace. So we're called to give glory, and then the response is the surpassing grace of God. Huper balousan. And we get that first part of that word, huper, we get the word hyper from it. So you get hyperactive, you get hyperdrive, you get hyperspace, you get all those types of words that mean beyond or super or overflowing, and that's exactly what we have here. This overflowing, overabundant, surpassing grace of God. That's what we have when we live this life of faith, when we give hilariously. Our lives are in the balance. Righteous balance, justice balance of love and giving. A love that we don't hoard to ourselves. If we hoard it to ourselves, then we go out of balance. If we just give and don't have love, then we're also out of balance. You must maintain love and giving in balance. And when we do this, when we love and give in balance, hilariously, the result is great thanksgiving, a flow of thanksgiving of God's grace. Do you know that in the middle of that word Eucharist, you have the word charis, and charis is the Greek word for grace. Eucharist, it is a proclamation of the receiving of thanksgiving. Notice the word giving is in there too. Giving. We are called to be a people that give thanks to God for what we have received. We give thanks to God through God's grace, by God's grace, in God's grace, for God's grace, to all and to God. We give of God's love to all, and we receive God's love for this life of ministry. That's what happens at the table of the Lord. When we come and when we receive, we are knitted together as one, as hilarious givers. Our lives are given balance as we receive the grace of God. And then as we share that grace with others, we too become an overflowing source, a surpassing source of God's grace, overflowing the boundaries of our living to share the love of God with all. Today, as you come to the table of the Lord to receive the beautiful grace of Jesus Christ, allow His love to overflow your margins. Become a hilarious giver, a cheerful giver. Allow God's grace to balance your living, your righteous living, the balance between love and giving, and give thanks and praise and receive God's grace anew. When we do this today, and when we do this every day, we become means of grace for all, means of Jesus' love for all. Let us live this life, giving thanks and praise, rejoicing and giving hilariously, and living in the balance of God's love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy upon you. Forgive all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness and by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Keep you in eternal life.
Amen. You may be seated. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and a joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You have made from one every nation and people to live on all the face of the earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. He commissioned us to be his witnesses to the ends of the earth and to make disciples of all nations. And today, his family in all the world joins at his holy table. For on the night in which he gave himself up for us, the Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." When the supper was over, he took a cup, gave thanks to you, gave the cup to his disciples, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of the faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
As our Savior Christ has taught us, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Alleluia. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
In your presence, I
been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of the First United Methodist Church in Commerce, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2015 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. For more information and for other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 1709 Highway 24, Commerce, Texas, 75428. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.